Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Nuntes, Nazir 59b, pagination is 118, starting from the top, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, with which our Perek began, the Mishnah outlined a case where there were two Nazirim, two people who had accepted upon themselves the vow of Nazirus, and a Tumah affected one of them, and we're not sure which one it affected. As the Gemara explained, somebody watched from the distance and saw a Tumah affect one of them, but he wasn't able to tell which one. The Mishnah describes how we will proceed with the knowledge that one of them, upon the completion of 30 days, is actually complete in his Nazirus, because he never became Tamei, and the other one is going to complete the Nazirus of 30 days, because he might be the one who's Tahar, but essentially he really has been set back to zero, and he's going to be bringing a Karban Tumah at this time. They then count another 30 days, both of them observing Nazirus. One of them, of course, is truly observing Nazirus, and one of them is doing it just because he doesn't know what to do, because he might be the one who needs to observe Nazirus. And they bring one set of karbanos that a Tahar Nazir would bring upon the completion of his Nazirus, and that will therefore complete everything necessary for these two people, because collectively they each brought a Karban Taira upon the completion of their Nazirus, and the one of them that became Tamei brought a set of Karban Tumah as necessary when they brought their first set of Karbanos together. Our Mishnah tells us, Meis echad mehen, if one of them were to die, and therefore he no longer has his partner in the incident, in order to make this taliya, this condition, we're bringing a Karban Taira and a Karban Tumah. If I'm the one, then it should be the appropriate one for me. If you're the one, it should be the appropriate one for you. His partner is dead. How should he proceed with this question upon himself, whether he became Tamei or did not become Tamei? So the first suggestion, the first solution, is made by Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Yivakish Echod Min Hashuk, you should ask somebody from the marketplace, so to speak, an outside person, Sheyodur Kinegdo Benazir, that this person should accept upon himself a vow of Nazirus and essentially replace the person who died. Va'omer, and what he'll say is, Im Tamei Hayisi, if I became Tamei, if I'm the one and not the dead person who became Tamei, Hare ata Nazir miyad, you're a Nazir right now. V'im Tar Hayisi, and if it turns out, or it really is, that I'm the one who's Tahar, Hare ata Nazir achar shloshim yom, then you'll become a Nazir after 30 days. V'sofrim shloshim yom, they together count and observe Nazirus for 30 days, u'mevi'in Karban Tumah v'Karban Taira, and then they bring a Karban Tumah and a Karban Taira, v'omer, with the following logic, imanihu ha-tamei, if I'm the one who became Tamei, so Karban Tumah shali, the Karban Tumah is mine, v'Karban Taira shalach, and you become a Nazir right away, and this Karban Taira is yours. V'manihu ha-tahar, and if I'm the one who's tar, and it was the dead person who became Tamei, so then Karban Taira shali, this first set of Taira is mine, I completed my Nazirus, v'Karban Tumah b'safik, and the Karban Tumah that we're bringing is going to be dealt with as a suffix, which means that really you only have to bring the korban chatas ha'of, the bird chatas, and they're not going to process it because they're not sure what its status is. And that takes care of the first set of karbanos. V'sofrim shloshim yom. They will then count another 30 days of observing nezirus, this new volunteer partner, so to speak, and the original person. U'mevi'im karban taira. And then they're going to bring a karban taira. V'omer, and he'll say, Imani hatame korban tuma shali v'korban taira shalach v'zer korban taira si. If I was the one who became tame, so then the original set of tuma was required. We only brought the chatas because that's the only part that's absolutely needed. And the korban taira was yours, the volunteers, because your Nazira starts right away if I'm the one who's Tameh. V'zeh korban taira si, and now that we're bringing a korban taira, that's to complete my Nazirus. V'maniyu atahar, and if I was the one who was tar, and it was the dead person who was the Tameh one, then korban taira shali v'korban tuma besafik, the original set of korbanos taira were mine. The korban tuma was a safek. It turns out it never needed to be brought because dead person can't bring a korban, and I don't need it. V'zakorban taira sech, and your nezira starts now after the first set, and therefore 30 days later, you're bringing a korban taira that's valid for you. Omar lo ben Zoma. Ben Zoma said to Rabbi Yeshua, your logic is very well developed, but there's one big problem with it. Umisha mea lo shayida kenegdo ben Nazir. Who's going to agree to accept a vow of Nazirus just to save this person from his problems? Ella, rather, we have to tackle this problem head on and tell the person what he needs to do. Mevi chatas ha'of v'olas behema. Tell him to bring a chatas ha'of, the bird chatas, and an olas behema. V'omer, and what he'll say is, im tameh ha'yisi, if I was the one who became tameh, ha'chatas mechovosi, the bird chatas is my requirement to reset myself so that I could start counting my nezirus. V'ha'ola nedava. And the animal, ola, is going to be voluntary because you only need an ola if the person is doing his taira, his valid completion of his nezirus. V'imtar ha'yisi, and if I am tahar, ha'ola mechavasi, then indeed I need the ola v'achatas misafek, and the chatas was only brought because I wasn't sure if I need to bring it. V'sofer shloshim yom, and this one individual counts his 30 days, u'mevi korban taira, and now he brings the korban taira. V'omer, and he says, im tameh ha'yisi, if I was tameh, so ha'ola ha'rishona nedava, the first ola had no place because I wasn't tahar yet and I wasn't able to bring it. V'zuchova, and this is the one that's going to be the obligation. V'im tahar ha'yisi, and if I was tahar after the first cycle, ha'ola ha'rishona chova, the first ola was the obligation and through its blood I was allowed to proceed with the taira process, v'zuna dava, and this new one that I'm bringing now is voluntary. You're allowed to bring an ola nedava, v'zusha ar karbani, and the rest of what I'm bringing now, which is the animal chatos, and the animal shlamim, are going to be the completion of my obligation of taira. Now, it's important to be aware that the karbanos that are brought when a person becomes tamei as a nazir are not the same karbanos that are brought when a person out of taira completes his Nazirus, even though some of the names are the same, but their functions are different. When a person is doing the Karbanos of Tumah, he's bringing a Chatos and an Ola that are birds. And he's bringing an Asham, which is a Keves, a sheep. The only one that's imperative is the Chatos Ha'of, in order to reset himself. And that's why when we have a Suffolk and we're not sure what to do, it's only the Chatos Ha'of that we're insisting on. When it's Taira, so there's a Keves and a Kavsa, a male and female sheep. The male is as an Ola, the female is as a Chatos. And then there's a Shlomim in the form of an Ayel, a ram. So again, some of the names are coming up in both places, but in the case of a Nazir Tomei, we're dealing with birds that are Chatos and Ola. In the case of Taira, we're dealing with animals that are Chatos and Ola. And therefore, our Mishnah had this problem that they were not interchangeable. One final thought at the end of the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, Nimtza ze mevi karbonosov lachatzoim. The way Ben Zoma describes it, which is the way the Rambam rules, Rabbi Yeshua objects and says, you're bringing your karbonos at two different times. You're bringing the Ola after the first set of 30 days that you counted, the Olas Behema, and you're saying maybe it's voluntary, maybe it's obligatory. And then you're later on bringing the other two karbanos, and you're linking them. He says, Mevi karbanos av lachatzayim, you're bringing your karbanos halfway. The Gemara says, so what's so bad? Velaisi. Okay, so they're not brought at the same time. Is that the end of the world? It's not going to work? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Lo Amar Rav Yeshua el lechadid bo es ha-talmidim. Rav Yeshua made his objection simply as a point of education to sharpen the students. And Rashi explains, to explain to them that when you have an observation, even if it's not the final word, even if it's not going to destroy the opinion that was being considered, but it's an observation. It's something to consider. Rabbi Yeshua wanted to introduce to the students that it's worth making the point. And we find this concept, Lo habayshan lomed, a person who's embarrassed will not succeed in learning. If you have an observation to make, you should make it. And that's what he was coming to point out, even though his comment, Karbanosov lachatzoim, you're doing it halfway, is not really a make it or break it type of observation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.